welcome to another episode where I know you're going to be uplifted, you're going to be inspired, and I hope that your creative juices will start flowing. That's because we have somebody with a creative anointing upon his life with us today. His name is Stanton Iruopa, and he's a graphic designer and photographer based all the way in Cape Town in the Western Cape. I'm looking forward to sharing his creative journey with you today and his journey with God. Stanton, good day and welcome to Elevated.
Thank you, Jenna. Thank you for having me again. Like I said, it's a real honor to be here on your show and just, you know, give some brief history on my creative journey as a professional and also, you know, while having God in my life, helping me throughout this journey. Thank you.
That is absolutely incredible. Now, before we get to your creative journey, let's go back to your life journey, Stanton. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from? Where did it all start?
So I was born and raised here in Cape Town. You know, I'm from Cape Flats. I was born in Mitchells Plain. And then, you know, I grew up in Hanover Park and I was in Athlone at the time where I really discovered my passion for creativity and, you know, taking photos or drawing or creating, you know. So I think just being in Cape Town really boosted my love for creativity and my passion for creativity.
You know, Stanton, when people hear Cape Flats and when we hear any reports from the Cape Flats in the media, they're normally associated with gang violence. They're associated with drug abuse and perhaps not with creativity and the arts. What's your thoughts on that, your experience on that?
Yeah, I hear many things. You know, a lot of people report on Cape Flats and you know, in most cases, it's, you know, it's a lot of bad, violent, you know, things towards Cape Flats. You know, there's really something good that comes out of, you know, where we stay, which is the Cape Flats. So when we do have the opportunity, you know, I would suggest that we take it with both hands, you know, and really talk about our history as, you know, a nation of color, you know, colored people that is staying in the Cape Flats, you know, and really show that we are not, you know, all bad or all about the violence, you know, that is being put out there in here. So, yeah.
Yeah. Some people might say that many young men in the Cape Flats or in some of the gang-ridden areas, like even in the Eastern Cape, you find gangsterism. In Soweto, you find gangsterism. Nyanga, Khayelitsha, everywhere you find gangsterism. And some people say that some of our young men don't have a choice but to get involved in the gangsterism and the violence. What do you think it is that got you to go in the direction that you did? What kept you on the right path?
So there's only one thing I can say about that, and that is God and my passion for creativity. You know, God and myself and, you know, many people around me has always been an influence on where I'm going to go at the end of the day. And, you know, coming from the Cape Flats, yes, it's extremely difficult, you know, to bypass all the influence that the older generation have, you know. So it was at first very difficult to, you know, leave my friends. But at the end of the day, when you pray about what you want in life and what you aspire to be, I believe that nothing can be impossible, whether you come from, you know, Manenberg or Hanover Park or, you know, just generally from the Cape Flats. You know, it doesn't really matter. If you believe that you want to create something better and you want to, you know, be an inspiration to the next generation, I believe that nothing is impossible.
Absolutely. And so encouraging to hear that God helped you to find your purpose and helped you to stay on the journey of creativity, as you called it, in your journey of purpose. Tell me about where you met God. How were you introduced to him?
So, I was first introduced to God, at a very young stage of my life. I was living with some aunts of mine. This started in 2009, 2010. This is when I came to Athlone at the time where I went to live with my aunt. Then that's the time I discovered God and, really went into youth programs. I went to church, regularly. I read the Bible, and what I can make of all of this is that, I was never really one to sit inside church, but, if you can give me a coloring book to draw about God, I would do it perfectly. And many of the times that I do creativity, I based it on my life and I based it around where I come from. So many of my designs is based on my life journey. It's based around God and how he's impacted my life,
That is absolutely beautiful. And when I hear Hanover Park and I think Christianity, I of course think Jonathan Rubin, because he always talks about Hanover Park and his community. What would you say, before we move on to your creative journey, what would you say is the biggest needs of your community, and how do you hope it can be addressed?
I think the biggest need for our community, we need a leader. We need a motivational speaker, someone that everyone looks up to. We need some sort of direction on, someone to lead us in the correct direction, that we want to aspire to be like one day. So I feel like we are missing out on leadership, proper leadership. We are missing out on direction, and there are not many opportunities to grow. Yes, we have centers and we have youth leagues and everything, but there is no real direction on, where we want to go really, So I would say that we need opportunities in our communities for young people that want to do something in life.
That is absolutely, absolutely beautiful. And we trust that the Lord would send those leaders. Stanton, you are busy becoming a leader in your own right in the creative space. I love how you described sitting outside of church and drawing God. It's like I could literally see you as a young boy sitting outside of church and drawing. Have you always known that you are gifted when it comes to drawing and creativity, photography?
Yes, I've always known this. I always say when I look at moments in life, I would always look at them through a lens, as a memory, and I would try and keep that memory as long as possible. And photography has really helped me, expand and, act on memories that I would like to keep alive, and today I'm doing that for many, many people, clients and people that just really want to hold that memories, and that's where I come in to help them, capture that and really just for them to look back on,
Who was it in your primary school years or younger years that first identified your gift? Who was it that told you you should pursue this? You should pay attention or develop this because you've got a great gift in this area? Were there any such people? Destiny connectors, some call it.
Yes, there were quite a number of people that has, had an impact on me as a creative professional. So, I have a friend that I've met through a SAS program. Steve Blues, he's been phenomenal. He's been mentoring me and helping me through my creative journey, directing me on the right path, and just really being there when I needed someone to suggest and help me with life, basically. Steve Blues is one of the people that has really been there throughout my life as a professional and as a father figure. Also, the other notable person is Marlene Weingard, which is one of my aunts that I've mentioned earlier that has really been there. She took care of me as a kid, as a young adult, and really just pushed me to improve and become better as an individual and, as a young adult.
Some of your designs are quite unique, Stanton. For the sake of our listeners, let me say this. Stanton reached out to us at Radio Pulpit asking for the interview. And Stanton, I was very blessed by that because in the email you sent, I could see that you are very determined. You want to succeed. Talk to me about having your own graphic designer business. I see you've designed for the likes of Paxton, for instance. Talk to me about your business, running your own business as a young creative.
So I've come across many challenges. But first, let me tell you where it started out and what Stanton Designs ultimately started out as. So I started Stanton Designs basically while I was a student in matric. Reason being is I recognized my talent, for working on these professional programs I use today. So, anything from designing a flyer or a logo, and this things that I've done for people, which is the flyers, the logos, I would take the income and I would support myself and my aunt that was looking after me at the time. And eventually it grew into, a proper small business, Stanton Designs, business worked with many, many clients for photography, for graphic design. I've worked with CK Africa, which is now a recruitment company that is doing quite well today. I've done, many things for many clients, and I've really grown the Stanton Designs and Photography team throughout the year. Throughout the years that has been running.
How many years are you talking about?
So I started it while I was in matric. So I think this would be the sixth year that it's going on for.
Sure. And what do you think, as a young Christian graphic designer, photographer, what do you think makes you different than other photographers and designers out there?
Again, Jenna, I always involve God into everything I do. I strongly believe that He's the source of my, professional creativity. So what makes me different is that, I always look at a situation that someone comes to me with, and I base my designs around that person's life. If they come to me with a story, I always look at the story and design according to how they would view it through their eyes. And that is how I know, that they always satisfy with what I'm giving to them. Because at the end of the day, designing is supposed to, create a emotional impact on someone, and doing that, and praying about how I'm going to impact this person's life that I'm designing for is a very, very important thing. So what separates me is that I have, very, very high confidence in that the next person that answers their call, that is looking for a graphic designer, I will have a impact visually on that person's life.
All right. Let me ask you this then, as we start to wrap up our conversation. Some young men, they are saying they can't find jobs. You know, when you start a business, it's very, very difficult to keep that business going. Some people are saying, oh, I'm too white, I can't find a job. Others are saying, I'm too black, I can't find a job. Others are saying, I'm too in the middle, I don't know where I fit in. Others are saying, the economy is down, there's no opportunities. And yet, here you are trying to build a successful business, a young man with a hope and a vision and a dream. What would you say to somebody who might be feeling very discouraged today, a young man looking for work or trying to start a business, and they are feeling very discouraged, Stanton?
So one thing that I can say is that never stop believing in yourself. If you have a vision for what you want to become, latch onto it, pray about it, and keep pursuing that dream that you have for yourself, no matter what. If you have God and your own vision combining to create something really, really powerful. And just really hoping for better is enough to separate you from the rest, because at the end of the day, I think you really, really have to want something to in order to get there, and successfully get there, you really need to want it and pray about it.
All right. Thank you so much for your time today, Stanton Iropa. If you just would like to get into contact with him or follow him on social media, check out some of his creativity. How do we do that, Stanton?
I run on LinkedIn, and then I've also got a TikTok page at Stanton Designs and Photography, and I'm also available on Instagram.
There you have it. Stanton is Stanton, Stanton Designs and Photography. Thank you so much for sharing a little bit of your journey with us, and may the most creative one, God of all, continue to inspire you as you continue your creative journey. Thank you so much, Stanton Irwapa.
Thank you.